I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And I'm Brittany Fowler.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. And joining us this morning from Goodwill Industries is Steve Greenwell to talk about their upcoming open house. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So what's taking place at this open house? Why are we coming to visit Goodwill Industries?
Well, we're excited to have our open house this Friday, August 7th, from 4 to 6. It's at 145 Keep Court in Elyria. It is a new building that we're in. We just moved in last August, and we wanted to wait to invite people in until we had some time to get settled and get set up there. But it's a new building where we consolidated our administration, our offices, and a lot of warehouse space so we could do a lot more work for the community.
What does this do for the Broadway Lorraine location? What is the impact on that?
Well, we've maintained that. We still own that, and we operate classes out of there. We knew that we wanted to expand, but we certainly weren't going to be leaving Lorraine because it's important for us to have our presence there. We had that building on Broadway since the early 60s, and we really outgrew it because as we added programs and added opportunities for our contract service, we kept squeezing it into that space. So now we have the extra space, and we still do our classes in Lorraine also.
Steve, let's talk a little bit about those classes and workforce development, what you have to offer, because a lot of people are aware of your stores, but they may not be aware of the programs.
Sure, and, you know, it's by people shopping in our stores that we're able to fund these programs. Our stores are like everyday fundraisers, provide funds for the programs. So there's a number that we have. We have a job club program, which is free and open to anyone that wants to come for it. We hold that on Wednesdays at our the Lorraine location on Broadway, and we also have a class on Thursdays at the administration building in the county administration building in Elyria. And what that class does is just gives people pointers on interviews. We give them resume tips. We give them practice interviews. We help them talk about what they're looking for a job and how to search for a job. And if they need one-to-one attention, we can help them with that. And we'll often, once we work with someone for a while, we'll give them referrals where we know people are hiring. And we trust once we've worked with folks, we can refer them. We also do a lot of work with the state agency opportunities for Ohioans with disabilities. So we work with folks who have mental or physical disabilities. We try to figure out what might be an appropriate job for them to help them prepare for the workforce and get them to work. And we also work with the county, what we call our Work for Success program. We work with folks who maybe have been long-term unemployed. They've been receiving assistance from the county, but we want to help them get off that assistance and get jobs, and we're able to do that. And finally, we do a lot of work with reentry services. We work with folks who are coming out of coming out of prisons and coming back into the community. And quite frankly, being able to get back into the community after someone's paid their debt, they need housing and they need jobs. So we try to help them figure out the job part of it.
I had to look at a map to find out where Keep Court in Elyria is located, Steve. And is this like an industrial? This is off of Shadden, then, I guess.
It's off of Shadden, that's right. What I always tell people, if they know where Mercy Cancer Hospital is, you know, that it has a big sign of over 90. But, yeah, once you get off of 57, you turn onto Shadden, you just wind your way back, and it's pretty easy from there to find Keep Court.
Yeah, you're almost like right behind where that cancer center is located.
Correct.
Too. What makes it? What are you going to hope to show when the people come out? What's most impressive about that you want to really share with the folks who are coming to the open
house? Well,
a
couple things. First of all, what has been helpful for us is the increased office space where we squeezed into the other space. We had more spacious offices for our administration. But I want people to see our warehouse area because what we're able to do with that is really a few things to staff our stores better to provide them with merchandise. So, for example, our best donations usually come when a season is over. So, for example, we get great Christmas decorations donations after Christmas. We get winter clothes after the winter. And they're great because we can sell them, but it's not best to put them in the stores when we receive them. And we used to have to lease out warehouse space in different parts of the city to hold all those donations. Now we can hold them in our own space and get them to the stores when they need them. So when they come to our warehouse, they'll see cardboard boxes full of donations, but they're waiting there to get to the stores at the right time so we can get the best value for them.
So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so you have somewhat of that same as any retail, that mentality of getting things into the stores at the point where the customer's looking for them, not, as you say, after the season or when it's not needed.
Right, right. It's kind of, again, unique for us as a nonprofit. We depend on the donations to be the merchandise in our stores, and when we get those donations, some of them, it might not be quite the right time for the stores. Now, a couple of the things we're excited to show people is we also have more space to run our Shop Goodwill program. So we get some items that we will put on eBay or Shop Goodwill because that acts as almost like an eighth store for us. We have seven stores, but this electronic store is an eighth store, so we can sell items to people all over the country or all over the world. We sold a couple items, one to Poland and one to someone in Japan last year, where we probably got more money for it than if we had just left it here at one of our stores in Lorain County.
It's also a way when you sell sort of one of the kind type of things or unique items that are best displayed alone as opposed to just in the corner of a store somewhere.
Correct. Or, you know, we might have some unique items that we know special collectors would be looking for them. And we might have something in a store for a while, and there's not that person here in Lorain County, but there's someone across the country who scours Shop Goodwill site or eBay to look for that, and we'll have it available. And that, and related to the electronics, we also now have the space to do a lot more collecting and recycling of electronics. Last year, we recycled over 70,000 pounds of computers, and that was just after moving into that space in August. So this year we'll be recycling much more because we have the space to hold those electronics and then dismantle them when we receive them so that they can be recycled safely.
Again, the open house is coming up on Friday. It's Friday, August 7th from 4 to 6 at the Expanded Workforce Development Administration Offices and Warehousing Complex at 145
right.
Keep Court in Elyria. So if you're coming down Lorain Boulevard, that part of 57, go west onto Shaddon, and your road right down there is there. Who are your neighbors out there, by the way? Who else do you share that Keep Court with? Have you?
True Green is right next to us, so we see a lot of their trucks coming and going. There's a manufacturer on the other side of us that does a lot of work with spices, so sometimes you get some really nice aromas coming from right next door to us.
Very interesting. Spices. Didn't know that. Well, you'll find out some neat things when you head over there on Friday again from 4 to 6. Open house. Come out and see the new Goodwill facility. Our guest today, Steve Greenwell. Steve, thanks for sharing the details and hope to see a lot of folks coming out on Friday.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.